This patient's name is N as in Nancy. This is her first name. W A E as in elephant, J U, that's first name. Last name is N as in Nancy, J I E. Date of birth is 7/29/58. Today is the August 13th. This is a 64-year-old woman, originally from Nigeria, has been here in Texas most of her life period. She has one son. She's divorced, and she has been a nurse till she was no longer able to work because of back issues, period. She's had a very rocky course in the past few months. Back in May, she her Alzheimer dementia had gotten so worse that patient forgot to eat or drink. She was found dehydrated, volume depleted, hypernatremic, with severe weight loss, and was admitted to the hospital, period. Subsequently, patient was sent to a rehab center where she developed angioedema, most likely related to her Vasotec or lisinopril, and since then she's been home with a caretaker 24 hours a day. Her dementia is rather end stage. She's nonverbal. She still walks with much difficulty. She's a total ADL. She requires care around the clock, 24 hours, 7 days a week. She wears a diaper because she's a bowel and bladder incontinent, period. She does have sundowner syndrome. She's still eating very little. She's had tremendous weight loss in the past 2 months. As I said, she's chair-bound and she's at high risk for fall, period. Medical problems include dementia over the past 7 years, much worse now. Again, nonverbal, hypertension, history of angioedema, history of dehydration because patient forgot to eat, along with hypernatremia, severe weakness. She is no longer able to speak because of her end-stage Alzheimer, sundowner syndrome, history of CHF, COPD, surgery, no recent surgery recorded, COVID immunization is up to date, social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's divorced, she has a son that does not live with her, now she lives with a caretaker that needs to be there with her 24 hours a day. Allergy, lisinopril. Patient also has a diagnosis of failure to thrive since she was admitted to the hospital back in May. Medications include Coreg, Neurontin, MITAZAPEM, Atrovastin, DONEZPRIL. Patient's review of system. The family has decided against any type of heroics, including PEG, P-E-G placement. Patient is to be kept comfortable at home with the help of hospice, who will help the caregiver caring for the patient to keep the patient from becoming dehydrated and keeping patient comfortable and managing her behavioral issues, period. Patient has had significant weight loss, as was mentioned, has become very weak, is now total ADL dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinent. Vital signs, blood pressure is 130 over 58, pulse is 90, respiration is 18, patient is a febrile, O2 sat 96%, heart, positive one, positive risk 2, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, soft, non-tender, lower extremity, positive muscle wasting, neurological, moving on for extremities. Patient is nonverbal, very confused. High risk of fall, as I mentioned. Assessment here, we have a 64-year-old woman with end-stage Alzheimer, demonstrated by recent hospitalization for dehydration because patient forgot to eat, hypernatremia, volume depletion. Furthermore, she's weak. She's nonverbal. She has sundowner and behavioral issues. She has a diagnosis of failure to thrive since May of this year, which has definitely gotten worse at this time. Furthermore, she's had a history of angioedema, most recently required intubation and mechanical ventilation, period. Patient meets the criteria for end-stage dementia and most likely has less than 6 months to live, which makes the patient appropriate for hospice at this time. Patient's family has decided against any heroics, further hospitalization, and or PEG placement in the future. Patient is a do not resuscitate at this time. Thank you.